Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You know what time it is. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shot Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Bonnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side listening to the radio show, Long Shot Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about, what we look for. Why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside.
A little music to start today's show off, huh? Go back to about maybe 84, 85. Just let it sink in. It's the start of the gambling week. A little Hall & Oates to start the week. Never hurt anybody. Help you get that mind right for gambling this week. Little tune in the back of your head. Say goodbye to last week. Maybe you picked up a little bit of money. Maybe you dropped a little bit of money. Just let it soothe in there. Going to set the tone for the week on our new Monday show. Lead off with a little Hall & Oates. Little Philly sound there to get it started. Yeah. Let that sink in there. Sounds good, doesn't it? All right. Welcome to the show, folks. A little bit of Hall & Oates there to kick the week off. Brand new show, excited for it. As I told you before, guys, we wanted to expand the show. We finally had the chance to do it, took advantage of it, and here we are, Monday, 12 o'clock noon, Long Shots Radio Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Full impact swing of Major League Baseball. As you know, May is a fickle month in baseball for myself. Ups and downs, highs and lows. Always want to end the month of May with a profit, as every month and every week you certainly want to do that. Opened up the season there, had 10 of 12 winning days until we hit a speed bump over the weekend, which we're going to review in just a little bit. Lost both Saturday and Sunday on some circumstances that, you know, sometimes you just can't foresee this early in the season when it looks like a sure thing. Turns out to be, boom, ugats, you got nothing there. But as I said, we're going to go over that. And once again to the show, Long Shots Monday, Major League Baseball edition, noon, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Some good things on the tab, folks. Just want to go over, if you're hearing the show for the first time, since it is in a news time slot, the show is about Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what you want to talk about. It's what I want to talk about. It's the games, pro sports, college sports, gambling. It's what we all love to do, and we certainly want to build bankrolls the appropriate way because you have a lot more fun when you're winning, no question about it. If you take a loss, so be it. If you have discretionary income, you want to put it to work, we're going to try to help you out the best we possibly can. But again, folks, it's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA football, basketball, NFL, hockey, You name it. I mean, we cover it across the board. Award-winning baseball season is underway, and you know our strike target zone is from May all the way through to the middle of September, so we're right in the swing of things, and it's a lot of fun. Down the line, folks, we're eventually going to take calls, make it a little bit more of an interactive show, so it's certainly going to be a lot of fun. But as I said, started off doing the show on Friday nights with Long Shots Radio. I just had, you know, a simple little call in for 10 minutes on an hour show. Lance gave me the chance to expand my show to a Thursday primetime slot all by myself, took advantage of it. It was a lot of fun. We've been talking over the past couple of months there to expand the show, hopefully to 5 days per week, but we did have the chance and opportunity on Mondays at noon to expand it for yet another half hour. So here we are. It gives us a great chance to go over what's going to happen throughout the week. More importantly there, with the show that was starting on a Thursday night at 8 o'clock, a lot of the games are already underway by the time I got off the air. Even more games are underway, so it's kind of hard to cap games for the next day in baseball or later on that night when everybody has their action in already, capped all day long. But when the games are underway, again, it's just not advantageous. But on a Monday, we're going to take a look at the complete slate today, pick some mismatches in there where we think you might be able to get ahead and stay ahead on there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, it's a new look on the show starting it at noon. I get a lot more. I can review what happened on the weekend, what's coming up in the next week, what's coming up in today. So it's certainly going to be a lot of fun. The show is about gambling tips, what we look for, why is the line movement. Public versus Vegas is always one of the things that you want to measure your wagers against. When Joe Public is wagering heavily on one side, you definitely want to take a look at the other side. If everybody sees a game that you feel is going to be an easy winner, take a look at the opposite side and see why that game possibly could end up a winner for you when the public did take the loss on there. Always, always something to keep an eye on. In baseball season for myself, you know me, I don't really take a look so much as public versus Vegas there. But in the fall, heading into college football season and NFL, especially the National Football League, you give me a home dog any day of the week, there's a good chance that I will be on those and cashing in large. When you look at the pro season, most people bet NFL football. That's where you get a lot of the public in. So whenever they're hitting, that's the public gambler. And what I mean by that is the guy that watches only a few games a week, listens to sports talk radio, makes his mind up without really digging into the numbers of the game itself. That's the guy that you want to measure it off of. How many times have you gone into work, let's just say on a Thursday or Friday afternoon, you're talking around the water cooler, and, you know, the know-it-all guy comes in, oh, my God, Eagles, Giants going to win this weekend, or the Ravens got this one easy. Take a look and go back into the numbers, see who the Ravens are playing that weekend, and probably bet the other side on that, because that's the guy that you want to wager against, and that's Joe Public in a T for you right there. About myself, been a pro gambler for over 20 years, online for about 3 years now with my site, RightSideValuePlays.com, and also with my partners at TrendBetting.com as well. Both sites there, you get the same exact plays. We're not pulling any punches. You don't get a certain play on one, an underdog on the other. Ooh, I didn't have that, or yes, I did. We want to take a straight approach, folks. It's about gambling, and it's about gambling and doing it the right way. And the folks at TrendBetting.com do that exactly. If you haven't checked out the site yet, go to TrendBetting.com, click on the Experts tab. We're all right there for you. Every single thing that you want in this industry of sports gambling is available to you at your fingertips. When you do click on that Experts tab, you're going to see a picture of Donnie Wrightside, clearly the best gambler on the site and the best looking. So you're going to want to hit that picture first and get underway. But packages, folks, just cheap and affordable there as well. Get in for as little as a month of $199, but we do have a special addition today. If you had the horn section there, maybe you're doing a little bit of a boop, 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 boop. We want to welcome Brian Perks. Now, Brian's been with us for quite a while, but on TrendBetting.com, hopefully in the same as other sites, we're not a fly-by-night company, not a fly-by-night corporation. You have to prove your mettle if you're going to want to make it into the inner circle here for us. So Brian has been with us. Trust me, it's not somebody as a fake person or a made-up name that we just threw a picture up, and Lance, myself, Alex, or CJ is just going to come up and put the plays out for this phantom picker. Brian's a really good guy. He's been betting NASCAR for a complete decade there. Now, see, when I said that, NASCAR, That gives you something for everybody. You know me. I don't bet NASCAR. I don't bet the NBA. I specialize in certain areas, and that's what we do at trendbetting.com. Brian's going to handle all your NASCAR needs there for you. As I said, he's been a fan and betting it for over a decade, studies certain trends, drivers at certain tracks, advanced statistics and theories that's going to put to work for you to build the bankroll again the right way. He's going to pick you winners. Now, when you get into NASCAR betting, again, I'm a novice in there. I've been talking with Brian for a while. He's very good at what he does. It's the same thing with baseball. You have over, under, sides, team totals. Brian's going to handle that all for you. Head-to-head games, matchups, prop bets, that cash. Currently, this year, we talk about this number all the time in the gambling business. You want to be above 50%, obviously. 52.5% betting, you know, average juice games of 110 is going to put you in the plus. 6 out of 10 races this year, Brian has won. That's 60%, folks. That's hard to do, and that's a lot of money in your pocket. So once again, there with trendbetting.com, we have something for everybody on that website. Now welcoming Brian as our NASCAR expert. A little bit in the way of background for Brian. He's an Ohio native, married with a baby on the way. You know what that means, folks. Guy's got to win. He's got to win money now. He can't afford to lose. The guy is as focused as he's ever been because with a kid on the way, I have a kid myself, that's a lot of money going out the window, and you better replace that bankroll immediately so you know Brian's locked in and ready to go. He did join Trend Betting with us about a year ago. As I said, he's officially making his kickoff for us, proved his way over 12 full months of gambling and being on the right side, and now he's going to help you beat the race books. Once again, welcome Brian Perks to the Trend Betting team, our NASCAR affiliate and expert. And the best part about this is, folks, you know, with the grand opening, you got to get a great deal. The deal that we're going to turn on for you, anybody who goes to Brian's profile today on trendbetting.com, sign in a free week trial. What does that mean, folks? You're going to get winners. You're not going to pay anything for it. And at the end of the day, that's more money in your pocket. Go to trendbetting.com. Check out Brian's profile today. Sign in. If you find us on Twitter there, Lucky Lance Williams, the owner of the site and founder, check in with him on Facebook or on Twitter itself. He's going to hook you up and give you a full free week of Brian's plays. Folks, you can't go wrong. He's going to win there for you and certainly take care of our NASCAR end there. Now, back to the show. Brian's on the team. We're all folded up and ready to go. Once again, if you haven't been to the site yet, folks, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Everybody is there to help you out. Going to take just a brief moment. I have a lot of scheduled stuff on the docket today. Most importantly, I want to review Saturday and Sunday with you on where we went wrong. Because again, in this business, you win and you lose. It's very important to be profitable. But then again, when you lose, you have to let your clients, public, and everybody know that you're straight by the line there. We did lose on Saturday and Sunday after winning 10 of 12 games. Have a couple of key matchups I want to take a look at today on the baseball docket, including one game that's about to go off in about an hour. I have some thoughts on that as well. So hold the line there for us. Long Shots Monday edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We'll be right back on the other side. Hey, folks. Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there? Filling your bankroll up? A little bit of a struggle for you? Put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. My Monday edition, Long Shots Radio, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. A lot of fun we're having there. Just got out of the business, out of the way in that previous segment there. So now we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of sports gambling for the rest of the week. And again, we're going to preface this by going, this is Major League Baseball. I don't do the NBA or NHL. Again, trendbetting.com will handle all those needs for you there. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ, everybody is there. Frank Buzz, everybody is on board in the NBA and also doing very well in the NHL. But want to take a look back to Donnie Wrightside's weekend. Again, you know, following clients, friends, everybody there had a great, great last 2 weeks until Saturday or Sunday. And you always hear me say, you know, forget about the guy on Twitter, on Facebook, radio, TV, whatever you hear. It seems like when people win, they go to the top of the mountain with the bullhorn, 2-0 today, plus 59 million units. Join us tomorrow. That same guy who loses the next day, his 65 million units, you won't hear about that, but 3 days later when he goes 2-0 again, you hear him with his bullhorn on the top of the mountain. That's not what this game is about. That's not what I'm about. You win and you lose in this business. You try your best. Now, what I mean by that is it's not some flimsy coin flip. You put in hours of hard work. And again, in this business, hitting 55% is the goal. It doesn't sound like much to the novice gambler who's promised 90 to 95% profit. One of my favorite ones here is to get your money back if you don't win the play. How does that help a gambler at all? Let's just say you paid for the day $24.99, $59.99, or my 100-star blank check lock of the year for $99.99. Let's just say you paid the $100 on there. You're an average gambler, and you say, you know what, my usual play is anywhere between $50 to $150. I'm talking about the average gambler, not the high-end guy, you know, an investor or anything like that. I'm just talking your average Joe out there who pays $100 for the play. He has to win almost triple of what he bets to profit on that. So let's just say he steps out there on your blank check game of the year, game of the decade. I'll quit Twitter, Facebook, and I'll leave Las Vegas if I lose this game. So you say, boy, he must be really serious at that, and he has a money-back guarantee. I'm going to lay $500, my largest wager of the season, on this game. Comes up lame in a blowout loss. Great, you got your $100 back. How did that help you right there? You lost $500 on the game, but you got your $100 back? That's ridiculous. Anybody putting a guarantee money back out there on a game, that's really not what this business is about. You don't go to a restaurant, get a decent meal, but it wasn't perfection, and you go back up and you ask for all your money back when you leave the restaurant. Folks, you get what you pay for. There are no guarantees in the sporting business. Now, some games that we have, yes, are higher rated than other games. There's no question about that. But at no time should there be a guarantee, automatic winner, get your money back, quadruple your bankroll on this game. Just be leery of that. Bet the games that you want to bet there. Bet the games that you're paying for. But once again, there's never any lock in this industry. And a person that's guaranteeing you stuff, you know, buy this pick and get your money back, he's probably not even confident at all that the game is even going to win, because you have to use a trigger out there just to get somebody to buy the play. So just keep an eye out there on the industry. Trust a guy who's putting out wins and losses, documenting his bets. Those are the guys to trust, not the guy that shows up every 3 days on Twitter, Facebook, or online and said he had a monster winning day and you never see the guy lose. Or if the game already tipped off early in the day and he says, oh, boy, hey, by the way, forgot to tell you, I had the Rangers early in the day, so that's another winner for me. Yeah, good luck with that. That's great documentation on that. But anyway, let's get back to the right side. On Saturday, had a 5-star premium play. We've only had 3 of those total this year, and heading into Saturday, we were 2-0 on those with 2 comfortable wins. Saw another area that I really liked, and that was it was a little bit expensive on the juice, but with Donnie Wrightside myself, we only bet risk only. So if you bet $500 on the game, that doesn't mean if it's a minus 200, you're risking $1,000 to win $500. You're going to be risking the $500 to win, let's say, roughly $250. It's worked a lot better for me in the past there, where you're playing to risk only. We lined up Zach Greinke versus Jorge De La Rosa, a severe mismatch in pitching. De La Rosa can't get anybody out, and he's what we effectively call a tomato can in the business. Now, he goes up against Zach Greinke and looks like Cy De La Rosa as he goes 7 innings and doesn't even give up a run. Greinke gives up a first-inning blast, then exits the game. I believe Greinke went a full six innings through 100 pitches and gave up just that one home run. Now, the Dodgers were not fielding a very good hitting baseball team that night. Ethier was out of the lineup. Grandal was out of the lineup, as well as Adrian Gonzalez and leadoff hitter Jock Peterson. Didn't even care. As long as I saw, they had a solid lineup, meaning they were lining up eight out of the eight hitters as right-handed hitters against De La Rosa, who is a lefty and can't get anybody out. So if you would have told me before the game that Zach Greinke was going six innings and going to give up one run by the time he exited the game, I would have had that game at 6-1 Dodgers at home heading into the final stretch of seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, which Colorado doesn't have a very good bullpen, and the Dodgers have been lights out with an ERA hovering under two. So if you left after the sixth inning, which Greinke did, seventh, eighth, and nine, another advantage to you with the bullpens because the Dodgers were better than the Colorado Rockies. Didn't happen, didn't work out. Greinke exits 1-0. Santos comes in, and the ultimate power hitter in, you know, Barry Bonds-esque Daniel Descalso goes deep for a 3-0 lead, and that was really all she wrote. I know it was 6-0 in the ninth inning. Dodgers loaded the bases, got a run home, but the game was over. Case in point, sometimes the best laid plans don't work out as you want, so we moved to 2-1 on our five-star premium plays, but did take a nice hit on Saturday with the minus 550. Moving over to Sunday, spent a lot of time after the Dodgers loss capping games for Sunday and really, really liked what I saw. Started off, and I went a little bit out of category for myself with the Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Josh Colemanter is not a very good pitcher on the season with an ERA of around 5. Sean O'Sullivan the same way. He's not a very good pitcher. His ERA also hovering at the 5 level. Taking a look at this game, I figured it would come down to the starting lineups on both teams. Arizona Diamondbacks put out their usual A lineup there for Sunday. Having struggled in the past, they didn't want to lose the series to the Phillies. They put a very, very good lineup against a bad pitcher, or should I say bad starting pitcher. So we fired on the first five with the Arizona Diamondbacks. The problem with that was, which I shouldn't say was a problem, was the Phillies lineup. The Phillies were without four starters there. Freddie Galvis is hitting over 350, the only technically legit bat in the entire Phillies lineup. Also without Chooch, which was your starting catcher, which, you know, you can say what you want. Chooch's struggles at the plate. He's a very good defensive catcher, handles the pitching staff well. No Ryan Howard, who's woken up a little bit in the last week and a half out of his slump, and no Chase Utley. You have four guys in that lineup who are regular everyday starters out and what resembled a single-A lineup for the Phillies. Again, best laid plans go down. 2-0 in the first five, they lost. They had numerous chances to push one of those or two of those runs across the plate and just could not do it. The Phillies, to my surprise, used a little bit of small ball with a double, a bunt, and a sac fly to open up 1-0. And then in the bottom of the fourth, Darren Ruff hit a solo home run to go up 2-0, and Arizona went meekly in the fifth, and we lost that game. Now, that's stepping a little bit out of bounds because you know me, I like to pick on a good pitching mismatch, which we didn't have there, but the lineup mismatch was every bit worth its while and did not work out. Moving on yesterday, one of the tougher losses I had in the first five innings was the Los Angeles Angels. Now, we know they're struggling at the plate, but Baltimore, again, stepping a little bit out of my boundaries there, was starting a first-time rookie, first time on the mound. Now, he was being countered by Garrett Richards, who's been sensational on the road, and he was sensational again yesterday. We bet it for the first five innings, had numerous chances to push that run across. Actually, I shouldn't say numerous, but had a golden chance to push at least one run across the plate. A double, which led to second and third with one out, which led to no runs by the Anaheim Angels, and always, God, one of the toughest things. We have a good base runner on base, on first base, and there's a double down the line. How that guy scores, because they say, hey, you know, hold up, we don't even want to risk it. Even if there's a 70% chance you're going to score on this double, hold up, there's only one out. There's a really good chance we'll push you home. They just weren't able to do it, and the worst-case scenario happened, a pass ball to give the Baltimore Orioles a 1-0 win over the first five. Sent us back in and reeling again. Another play, which I did like, which Gibson on Minnesota was pitching very well at home to an ERA under one. Chris Archer did have a good start his last time out, but had been scuffling a little bit. Grabbed the 1-0 early lead with the Minnesota Twins over the Tampa Bay Rays. Getting a half of a run was pretty significant there. But best laid plans, again, didn't work out. Archer settled in, and every time that the next three innings that Minnesota did get somebody into scoring position. They weren't able to push it across. A 3-1 loss in that game for Minnesota. So we thought we had a decent, we had used that reverse run line in the first, which paid about minus 130. Thought we had a good shot at there. Once we had that 1-0 lead with a light hitting Tampa Bay team, I thought we were going to be home free. But again, just didn't work out. Added two more games for the late games, and that was on Seattle Mariners out there, which had a nice, easy win. I saw a spot start by a knuckleballer for the Red Sox, and I just didn't think that was going to be, you know, the end-all, be-all, and I was correct on that. It was a 3-0 easy win with my man Paxton getting a nice, nice, I believe he went eight, he might even went nine innings, but after five innings, I was only had one eye on the game since we already wrapped up that as a winner. It wasn't too bad on the juice. It was about minus 140 on that game, so certainly was a nice winner. The one that really, really stuck in my craw was the Oakland Athletics yesterday. They had three errors and could have been very easily charged with two more, giving them five errors over the first five innings of that ball game. Numerous times, second and third, bases loaded. They left seven base runners on before a two-out, two-run home run in the bottom of the fourth inning, which gave us a 2-1 lead. So what that meant was, oh, my God, we're going to pull this one out. We're going to save some money on the day. But, again, it just wasn't meant to be. The thing that really got under my craw is you had Adam Eaton leading off. He's a really, really good baseball player. Grounds a simple ground ball to Simeon, who boots that, and they're off and running. Error after error after error. 6-4-3 double, or excuse me, not 6-4-3. Pitcher to catcher to first. 1-2, I guess it would be 1-2-3. Didn't work out. An overthrow by Vogt down the line gave them a simple run there. And also with an Abreu hit down the line, which got under the glove of the third baseman, hurt us again. So, I mean, you can't have five errors in a baseball game, nor can you cap that. Are the A's the best fielding team? No, not by a long stretch. But you can't give up three, four, and five outs to another major league ball club. They're eventually going to get to you. And the Chicago White Sox ended up winning the game outright, but in the first five innings, we did take a loss 5-3. Cashmere was fantastic on the mound versus Samardzija. He actually should have left the game after five or six innings with no runs on the board, but instead was tagged for five. So that's how our weekend went. Looking at Saturday and Sunday, and we hope for much, much better. There's an early game, as I said, in the last few minutes of the show I want to take a look at. Los Angeles Angels are heading to the Toronto Blue Jays today. Now, we did cap the game, but there will be no action on this game because it is, again, a little bit out of my boundary. I don't like to pick on a spot start guy. It looks a little bit too easy to take the Angels of Anaheim. So, once again, looking at the game individually, I did find some key nuggets of information, which I did tweet out a little bit earlier. Toronto was sending nine batters to the plate today with an overall hitting average of 280, which is really, really solid. Los Angeles Angels sending nine batters into the lineup there at 226. Now, getting into a little bit deeper of that lineup and taking a look at the averages, first left-handed pitching, which obviously they're going against the Angels who are running out Lewis on the mound today, they're hitting 350. The Toronto Blue Jays are hitting 350 off left-handed pitching today. Now, most times, you know, righties are more predominant than lefties and starters, obviously. The Los Angeles Angels are hitting 226, as I said, overall as a team. So you figure maybe, you know, lefties are getting the best of them there. No, but they are hitting 224 versus right-handed pitching today heading into this. So there's a really steep, steep decline there between both teams hitting heading into this game. The only key is with a spot start of Redmond, can the guy actually hold up? And can the guy give them a quality start to actually make that work in their advantage? I mean, good pitcher on the mound, C.J. Wilson, good pitcher on the mound with them. Not a good pitcher on Toronto. But look at that line. I mean, the latest I saw it there, minus 110, basically both ways. So that's telling you something right there that you're going to want to take a look at, as my man C.J. would say. If you're looking at the L.A. Angels, you're probably looking at the wrong side. I didn't read his write-up at all. I don't know who he has on the game. But I assume that the Angels probably are a substantial favorite just because Redmond is getting a spot start, and he's certainly not that good. Taking a look a little bit later today, I really have my eye on that Mets-Cardinals game, Harvey versus Lackey. Harvey's been sensational at home, and Lackey has struggled a little bit on the road. Another way to look at a game tonight are those Arizona Diamondbacks who are struggling at the Miami Marlins, who just fired their manager. Look for them to get a little bit of bump, one of those win-one for the Gipper days. Danny Haren is on the mound today versus Jorge De La Rosa, and he's been very good at home, and certainly his whip is much, much better, walks, hits, to inning pitch, than De La Rosa is. So you're definitely going to want to take a look at those games there. Maybe take a look at the Mets as a side and also the Miami Marlins, just to give you some things to look at for tonight. We'll be capping the rest of the day, waiting on full lineups to come out, and certainly going to want to get the packages there on TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab right there, Donnie Rightside. Find me on Twitter at RightsideVP, and you can also track me down on Facebook under the name of Donnie Rightside. Fantastic first show. It's a lot of fun doing this on Mondays. We hope to see you again on Thursday night at 8 p.m. for Long Shots Primetime Edition. Take care, everybody. See you on the right side.